Hey, man, we live at the Cutting Up Barbershop, man. Me and my dog, Kareem. I'm KC, man. We got some issues we need to address, man. Everybody talking about these issues in the barbershop. They're on the street corners, man. We just want to address these issues,
everything, man. This That's the Bottom Line podcast, and you know what I'm saying? And we got a lot of things going on in society, and we're going to touch upon a lot of things on this podcast. This is a platform for up-and-coming artists, any type of entrepreneurs, or anybody who has something they want to bring to the table. But this assignment basically about it's going to be about what's going on in past and current events. And the first thing we're going to touch on is this Kanye West thing that's been blowing up in the news lately about this 400 years of slavery.
400. Look at the shirt, bro. Against the grain. With a runaway slave on it, boy. We're the runaway slave on 400 years.
You know that coon stuff. This is my take. This is what I want to say. What Kanye West said, in my opinion, I really don't disagree. To be honest, because I feel check me out. Because I feel like everybody just heard the 400 years of slave portion of the thing, and didn't understand what he really was trying to say.
What is he really trying to say?
He's saying, in our minds, we still acting like we've enslaved. Most black folks talking about, oh, the white man won't let me do this, the white man won't let me do that. That's the same thing our great-grand people saying about with the master.
Yeah, but still, how you going? Yeah, but you going to choose to be in a situation where you can't do this, you can't do that, you already can't read. They don't want you to leave the plantation. You actually would choose to be in a position where you can't do what you want to do freely and be instructed by somebody else, bro. You really would choose that? I mean, even right now, if you had a choice to work and not work, which one would you choose?
I choose not to work.
Exactly. So that means you wouldn't want to be in the walls of that job telling you when, where, and how to do things, right?
You got a point. But this is the example I would use. It's like when you got a child. You got a little child, you spank him. Mm-hmm. You put fear in him. Mm-hmm. And some kids take that stuff so deep that they be grown men, they be free from their parents' house, and they sense, oh, I can't live with my mama, my daddy.
But what you just said, you put the fear in the child to believe that.
Yeah, but
the child is not just thinking that on his own. You told this child, these are the consequences if you do these things. Now, it's still on that child to choose to either say, okay, I'm going to buck the system, or I'm going to go by what you say.
You just proved my point.
Huh?
You just proved my point.
Huh?
The child had to make decisions. When he's an adult, he's free. He do what he want to do.
Right.
Back in his mind, he still got that mental block.
Yeah, but
just come on, bro. Black people do that right now to this very day. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. We're going to have this conversation. Honestly. You understand? I don't want to hear no PC stuff on this type of, on this platform. You got to tell it like it is. Yeah, a lot of black folks got that mentality that I can't do this, I can't do that. And that's a form of slavery.
But look, every day of my life, I'm in a barbershop. And this is what we talk about all the time.
Correct.
If you continue to talk about who's in control and I can't do this and we can't do that and you blaming somebody else, first of all, you already addressed the problem. Now you need to talk about the solution. If you know these obstacles are in your way, you choose to go this way or you go that way. If we know this man is going to be an obstacle in my life, I'm going to choose to go in the opposite direction. I'm not going to still choose to follow behind this man if he keep leading me in the wrong direction. I'm going to switch the game up on him. Ain't no way. A choice is a choice. Everybody is, they have the individual choices. But if you are in a situation to where everything is taken from you, your kids, yeah, your wife, your car, your house, you ain't got nothing.
But this is the thing. Everybody's missing the point that Kanye West was trying to make.
So what's the point then?
That we go, black people still got a mentality of slavery. They're not in chains no more. They're not getting whipped no more. But it's still that mental block.
It's still up. It ain't mental. Because they ain't lynching us, that don't mean every time the police pull their gun out on us when we in our car with our hands up, it's the same thing. It's modern day lynching, bro. It's the same thing. Only thing is, just like my boy Naki say, we ain't cutting a barbershop. I got to pull up my dog in. Like my dog Naki say, they traded in them hoods and them white sheets for briefcases, badges, and all them judges that we standing in front of every day. Those are what they doing now. Instead of running around on horses and white sheets, they got police cars and business suits now.
But you got a point. You got a point. But you still missing the point. You made a point, but you missing the point. The point is, no. He listen. I don't agree with everything he says.
Right.
And what he said is outlandish because he don't know. He needs somebody to speak for him.
Right.
He's not good at making his point.
Right.
But what he was trying to say is, it is a slave. Black folks do got a slave type mentality.
Yeah.
To this very day.
Yeah. But we still,
even though we got the tools, we got the tools. We got the information. We don't really need the other race for help.
I feel that.
We got the same supplies they got. Maybe they got a little bit more fortune to get a head start.
But we
got the same knowledge, the same information. Mm-hmm. Just got to apply.
I feel that. But
we don't, because a lot of folks quit to say, man, I can't do this. I can't do that, man. White man this, white man that. Just stop making excuses. Go out there and get it.
That's
why I say, people, you know, the media spent this Kanye West thing because, in my opinion, the media is trying to start a race war.
Oh, it already started.
It's starting a race war, man. And like I said, I was talking to my boy Junior the other day, and I was telling him that it's black people in Africa who don't like other black people who live in the same country.
It's black people in America that don't like black people.
But the message is this: is that wrong though?
Okay, I ain't gonna say don't like. You cannot trust.
No.
It's the same thing. I don't trust dogs. Okay. I don't trust dogs. You know what I'm saying? And it's like people. I don't trust people. It's the same thing, because you don't know what's going on in everybody's individual mind. You got people that might use you for their own personal gain. You know what I mean? I don't trust people. It's people that will do you harm and think nothing of it. I don't trust people. Now, I ain't gonna sit up here and say that just cause I'm black, I'm gonna like the black people better. I know black people, I know white people. I've been on earth long enough to know that people and animals, you can't trust them, cause they got their own mental. got their own mind.
But this is the bottom line. This is the bottom line on this Kanye West thing before you move forward. The bottom line is this, and this is the point I was trying to prove. It's kind of weird how I'm saying it, but it's gonna make sense, so just pay attention. So this is what I'm saying. In Africa, you got different black folks don't like different black folks in the same country. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because it's tribal.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing goes on everywhere.
Yep.
It's tribal. I mean, you look the same.
Right.
But I really don't know you.
Right.
I don't know if you're here to infiltrate or whatever you're trying to do.
That right.
Now in America, you got the blacks and the whites fighting each other.
Yep.
The whites think the blacks trying to infiltrate them.
Mm-hmm.
And the blacks think the same, vice versa.
Yeah.
And is that, I don't think it's actually wrong.
Right.
Because even in the animal kingdom, a lion not going to just let another lion walk up.
Exactly.
They're the same type of animal.
Exactly.
But the male comes towards his tribe.
Right. Right.
What he doing?
Right.
You got to get up out of here.
Right.
Because if he lose, his tribe is taken over by the other lion.
Right.
Same with these other groups.
Right. But see, you're saying the one word that you're saying is the link to the whole chain. Tribe. Every tribe knew each other's custom. If I come to your village, I already know what y'all about. I know what life you about. So when I walk into your village, I have to walk into your village a certain way. But the powers that be came in between that. They came in between our communication to say, okay, when I walk into Kareem's tribe, I know that their custom is to bow the head before you speak to them. But one man came in between the both of us and said, you know, you ain't got to bob your head when you go over there.
Okay.
You know you don't have to do that. You know you got more men on your squad than he got. You know you can go and infiltrate. See, when somebody come in between, that third party come in between, all that respect level change, all that trust level change, because we black people ain't never had a problem trusting each other. But when that third party came in and just whispering in your ear one thing and whispering in my ear another thing, now as a lion, when I walk into your area, I'm going to look you up and down like, you know what I'm saying?
You got to get G-checked. You got to get G-checked.
You got to get back to it. But tribe, like you say, that one word tribe, the tribes never let a third party get in between everything that they already had run.
Yeah.
So now, with me trusting black people, right now, there has been a third party that have put a wedge in between me, you, and all the black people in the world. So now my mental is, I can't trust
you.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not me. It's that third party, which is something we got
to
work on.
So in order to get to the bottom line, what is the solution?
The solution is
something like this.
First of all, buy black.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of other folk business.
Mm-hmm.
America got rules and regulations.
Okay.
Okay. Now, their rules and regulations are put here for us to submit to them. We already got rules and regulations as a people. We need to adhere to those rules and regulations. Religion, we have our own, but they gave us a new one. Education, we need to go back, read books, and don't take what they gave us in school and say, that's the bottom line. Go and read the book all the way back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. Get your education level up.
I was trying to say, the bottom line to the solution to fix it. Me personally,
mm-hmm.
I think all of us as humans, maybe I'm on that Kumbaya tip, say whatever you want to say, but this is what I believe. I think all of us as humans, we all one. We all get required the same surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
We all get old. All our hair turn gray.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think instead of people trying to be divisive,
right,
people got to come together one day.
Yeah,
and that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
As me, Snow, that's just how I feel as a man.
Well, I mean, you can come together, but you still have to have a base on where you get back to. Say if the black community only spent money in the black community, white community only spent money in the white community, I wouldn't have a problem with that. That's fine. But they're going to have something that we ain't got. We going to have something that they ain't got.
Okay.
Meaning that we still would have to deal with each other. Now, you still have to have a reason and purpose behind why you do stuff. The reason people make money is to support the family. Meaning that if I'm not spending money in the black community, none of our black kids will be able to go to college. But if I take my money to the mall, over there across the water, they kids are getting the money to go to college, and I'm taking out of my household. So I believe we can work with each other, but the basis of it all is the main part of my money would be in the black community to help my people get to the next level. Because that's why we had to have the United Negro College Fund, is because we had to take our money out of our community,
right,
downtown, into all these other places like the ice is colder than ours. And now our kids behind because we spending money with them and they ain't spending money with us.
Well, I believe the downside on that is not enough for us for our business to sustain. The numbers show that we're a minority. I know you don't agree to the stats, but I agree. And I believe half of the stats that most of us is in jail are under the age of 18.
Right.
That's what the stats show.
Well, that's true, but you got to understand
that's fact, though.
It's stats. Because like you say, stats and numbers, these are the stats and numbers that they giving you.
Well,
now, if you put it this way, this is my research. My research is, if you drive through any project in America, every household got at least 4 to 5 kids in it. Now, if you ride through the suburbs, you got a husband, a wife, a girl and a boy, and a dog. That's it.
That's
you ride
it.
Through the project, you got 3 boys, 2 girls, and the mama there. That's excluding the daddy. So that's each house in the project. So we can't be the minority when you got 5 to 6 kids in the black home and you only got 2 kids and a dog in the white home. I don't believe we're the minority. I think those are the numbers that they're giving you.
Once you go past Hollywood 20, how many of us you see out there? Keep it a buck.
Okay, no, we ain't out there.
Okay.
We ain't out there.
Once you go past Newtown,
you
get a Lockwood.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the other side of that? How many of us on that side?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Once you come across from this light here,
mm-hmm.
and this side, how many of us on this side?
Yeah, there ain't too many of us.
Same in Manatee County.
Mm-hmm.
You got the east side, the little circle on the east side.
Right.
Onigo been took over by the Hispanics, so that's not really nothing.
Right.
And you got a little portion over there by the Red Barn area.
Mm-hmm.
So say once you get past 26th Street West and over there with the Blase, you don't see too many of us. It's few.
Right.
So that's a representation of how many people there actually is.
Okay, so then if that's the case, why is there a complaint about black people Spanish people and other cultures and races taking the jobs. Why is that complaint though? Because we are dominating in numbers. If we weren't dominating in numbers, they wouldn't be complaining about people taking their jobs and they ain't nowhere to stay in area.
No,
because
we are
dominating. We are the majority. If they were the minority, they wouldn't be complaining about nothing because they'll be winning. They're losing. And that's why they keep saying, oh man, we're the majority to keep their mental here and to keep our mental there. If we keep thinking we're the minority, we're going to lose. We're going to take secondhand this and secondhand that. But if we realize that we're the majority and we really running this whole situation, bro, we would feel like winners. And they don't want you to feel like a winner, so they're going to tell you you're minor and they major. How would you feel if the coach was telling you, this young man play better than you, he going to the major leagues, you staying in the minor leagues? You know what you're going to do? You're not going to work as hard as him because he already told you you're losing.
Yeah. You're right.
So they telling you that, but I don't believe it's true, man. I don't believe that.
Well, according to my boy, that's the bottom line on his behalf. So we could debate this all day because I feel like we are the minority, and I know the numbers show. You go to places in North Florida, you'll see no black folks. Perry, all these areas. You're not seeing too many of us up there. Now maybe in Miami, Tampa, Orlando, the big cities, you're gonna see a lot of us. But we all in a one little small area. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is when the Kanye West. Me, I believe Kanye West was really talking about the mental mind state of things. But it makes me remember that I'm still a black man in this country, and I got a long way to go. And I know that may sound like slave mentality, but it's tribal out here, man. I don't like the tribe, so they're not just going to let us in. They don't want us in. We conquer. You get in, you conquer the tribe. Man. That's why it's like that. But the bottom line, no, the next thing, the final thing I'd like to discuss is what's going on in local hip-hop? You know, there's some talent in this area.
Right.
There's some guys, you know, we had the IBCs, you had the 4-1 Boys, Robbie, these guys
right.
can really rap.
Right. I believe Florida is a red zone. What I mean by red zone
red
is,
flag.
Well, what I mean is Florida is not chosen for music. Florida is chosen for sports. Everybody local in the area that we know that's successful play football,
yeah,
basketball,
yeah,
baseball. Some baseball.
Yeah.
Now, as many local rappers as we got that's been grinding for years and they got the talent, they've been investing their money, but they still won't
get out.
Blow. You got Tampa, you got Miami, you got Fort Myers. Now, usually if you leave this area and go somewhere else, you'll blow. Say you leave Florida and go to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're going to blow.
It don't happen.
Say you leave Florida and go to Cali, you're going to blow.
But it's not happening, though.
It is. We got three young men that had to leave the area to actually get over that hump that they actually facing right now. So as for a local rapper like me and you, if we trying to grind in Sarasota, Florida, and Bradenton, it's not going to happen because we're in a red zone. People coming to this area looking for athletes. They're looking for black football players and basketball players. You got your Sam Shields, and you got your Jermaine Butler. You got all these cats.
Going to the
NBA and the NFL for sports. But when it comes to music, the only way that you can get to that next level is to leave.
Yeah, one girl from American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot her name. It was
Saisha. But where is American Idol? Is that in Florida? Exactly.
But they
Florida is a.
But they recruited her up out of here, though.
Right, but in order for her to get to that level, she had to leave the area. We got plenty of cats around here with that same talent, but you have. We red zone. And I don't know if that's how it actually is, but it seems like Florida has been deemed for athletes and not music.
I do know it's, really, like you said, we're in the red zone area, so people not trying to pull talent from here for hip-hop. They only want them athletes play ball and sports like that, you know. But, you know, we're gonna break the ground, man.
Yeah, man.
And hopefully this platform will allow audience from different places to check out, you know, some of the talents in this area, even from businessmen, entrepreneurs, hip-hop artists, models, all that stuff. Whoever got something to show, we would love to get them on the show and talk about their product or their message or their artwork and see how we can help, you know, because it's always good to have good exposure. Exposure is good, and like I say, we can get this spread out through our platform and help other guys, it'll be good for everybody. Everybody will win. But in conclusion, the bottom line of this conversation today was that slavery still can be a mental block for some people. And it's up to the individual to shake it, man. You got the books, you got the information, you got the web. You got that network, meet people, and then you can be on top. You know what I'm saying? We could bring a Black Wall Street back. But my type of Black Wall Street would be to have the white folks come shop with us too, not just black folk. And that's just how I feel. I feel like in order for this world to really be good, everybody got to get along at some point in time. You know, all these religions try to pull people into the cult and have them hate the other person, hate the other group, and it's not going to help nothing at the end of the day. And that's just how I feel. And that's the bottom line for this episode, assignment number one.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.